The topic will encompass today several fundamental issues that are well known to all of you. Gezel Akum, Tovos Akum, Averes Akum, and Daf Kufi Gimel, Amud Aleph. The Gemara, actually, the Mishnah deals with Dina Machusa Dina. I'm debating whether I should discuss that, but I figured everyone is familiar with that. On the bottom of Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph is the Suga of Gezel Akum that we'll begin with. And primarily we're talking about, obviously, in the monetary arena, the Gemara quotes the halacha of Gezel Akum on the bottom of the page, bottom line. Minayin the Gezel Kanani Mishahu Osa. The Gemara actually has the Kasha, the Gezel Kanani Mishori, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Vatanya Amrav Shimin, Dobraze, Dora Shabi Akiva, Sheba, Misfirin, Minayin the Gezel Kanani Mishahu Osa, Tamalomar, Achare Nimkar, Gula Tiela. Rashi points out we're talking about an Eved Ivri. Hanimkar lenochi b'shuk mishtoi. Everybody who sold to a non-Jew, sold to a goy. So the pasuk says, "Acharei nimkar geula tielo." On Amud Beis now, and the Gemara says, "Shalonim shechenu v'yetei." Rashi explains, "Kolomar shalonim tiu bezdin miyad hakuti ela b'geula." Essentially, you have to pay the proper amount of money, the proper compensation. You should not remove this Eved Ivri from the hands of the non-Jew unless Geula is involved. Ask the Gemara, Yochel Yiglom Alav. Rashi explains, the term Yiglom is a very striking term. I could discuss that by Richos, but I'm not going to. So Rashi says, Yochel Yanech Zaknani, Lichbo L'Lahosif V'Lizvora Mashalom L'Asan. Maybe before I mention the pshat in this Gemara, I'll just be mocked him. I was going to be mocked him anyway. So these are common issues. A person just told this to me. Person went to the United States. He went to, what do they call that in Florida? Disneyland. I'm not so familiar with that absolutely wondrous
Disney World.
And he told me that children below a certain age are free, and the question he asked me, he called me from there. Can I take a child who, I think the age was 3, can I take a child of 4 and say that he's 3? That's what he asked me. Is that considered to be permissible kind of behavior, besides the sheker that's involved?
It's an emotional age, maybe he's 3. I said 12-year-old.
May not come up home. Be anything in America.
It's good that all of you arrived this morning. So I told him the following story, which is well known. I heard the story from Hagoyin of Nassim Kamenetsky Zatzal about his father, Hagoyin of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. Probably the most famous story is also in the biography of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he was a rabbi in Europe. There was a postmaster in a post office who gave him, every single time he went to purchase postage stamps, he gave him too much change back. It was apparently done by Kavanah Tchila, and every single time Rabbi Yaakov counted the change and returned the extra money. This happened apparently a fair number of times. And after the war, Rabbi Yaakov met someone from his town and asked him how he survived the war, and he told him this postmaster hid him and his entire family through the course of the Milchama, and that saved his family. Why did the guy do it? So the postmaster told the Jew that he had a very not very positive opinion of Jews, but there was a rabbi in the city who, when he always gave him extra change, it was always testing him to see how honest this rabbi was, whether he would maintain his honesty or not maintain his honesty, and the rabbi always returned the change. So he changed his opinion of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people, as a result of that rabbi. As a result of that, he saved the whole family of Jews. So Rav Nosson Kamenetsky told me that Rav Yaakov, his father, told him, you see, that the activity he performed was not only a Kiddush Hashem, but was a Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. Actually, it was involved in saving lives. An amazing story, and that's something that one should keep in mind regarding Tovos Akum. I'll get to the specific issues in a moment. But back in the Gemara now, on the bottom of the page, the Gemara quotes...
What does the word Yiglom mean?
One second. The Gemara here, I skipped a line that I should have skipped. On Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara actually, prior to this statement that I read, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva that Ein Boyin Olav Akiva Ne Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Taimi Ne Kiddush Hashem Lo Kiddush Hashem Boyin. And the Gemara is the Kasha Yigazu Kanani Mishori. Means the Jew owes a goy money, so Bez is not supposed to help him extricate himself from that debt because of Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, does he actually hold that? Is Yigazu Kanani permissible? V'atanya, the Gemara quotes this Rasha of Rabbi Akiva, that Gezel Kanani, stealing from a non-Jew, is also. And even, we have to talk about this maybe some other time, but I'll just mention the Derech Agav, Rabban Soloveitchik Zatzal in the 60s when I heard him, so he always pointed out to Meiri, famous Meiri, Meiri sound many times in Shas, and Meiri says the distinction between the Kananim then and the Kananim of today, the Kananim that they're talking about were Kananim Nemuchim, Mibchinam Usarit, Abdev Zara, and whatever the case is, it doesn't really make a difference whether the nature of the Kananim then, the nature of the Kananim today, the different type of non-Jew. But yes, Akam is also. So the Gemara quotes his pasuk, namely, I'm starting again on the bottom, Acharei Nimka Gula Tiyelo. And the Gemara says, Shalom, and I'm based now on page number 2 of this handout, Shalom Shechenu V'yetze. So again, the Gemara indicates that it's also to Bezdin to take him away, to be Moshechim from the non-Jew. Yochel Yiglom Alav, where Rashi learned that the Goy should be Tovea. A higher sum of money, me'alam eber, to what is being, in effect, acharei, what is being nimkar, what is being sold, tamul omar, pasuk says, v'chishav im koneyu, yedaktik im koneyu. And as you make a cheshbon, exactly how many years this eber worked, that's what Rashi writes over here. Rashi says, yochel yanich ha-teknani lichbo lehosif lehvua machalot nasan. You have to make an exact cheshbon. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, yezol akam is also. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that, and this is the question the Gemara is asking, but a moment ago on Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said it depends whether it's a Kiddush Hashem or not. Assuming that this action could be done without any Chilul Hashem, the Gemara indicated it would not be a problem. So you see from this Gemara, it's not so. It seems to be an absolute kind of Isur, and irrespective of whether there is a Chilul Hashem, there's not a Chilul Hashem, that does not seem to be a factor as far as this matter is concerned. That issue is not the issue that we are being done on. So the Gemara then goes on to say, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha, Habi Knani, Habi Ger Tosha. There's a distinction between whether we're talking about a Knani or a Ger Tosha. I'm not here to discuss now the issue of a Ger Tosha. That's a very famous issue discussed by Rishonim and Yevamis and elsewhere. The Rashi in Yevamis points out that Ger Tosha is someone who's mekabel upon himself not to be Ebi Abedazara, and to eat, he eats Nevelas, and the question whether also he's involved in Shmir Shabbos or not Shmir Shabbos, but if he's assuming, like Rashi and Yavamas from Chesim Abbez, that he does accept Shabbos, Taisi Sakasha, Yomaran Sarhedin, Goshe Shabbos Chai Misa. How do you reconcile a Goshe Shabbos with a Ger Toshav who's Chai Lishmar Shabbos? So the Chavetz Chaim, actually, in the Bi'a Alocha, one of the most famous Chavetz Chaim is in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin, they call that Simin Dalet Shin, as opposed to Simin Shin Dalet. The only remez to Kabbalah Kimah, there were one or two other rambazim, but the only real remez to the fact that the Beis Yosef was quite knowledgeable in Kabbalah are the essentially the kotarot of the prokim in Shulchan Aruch. So he calls it Simin Dalet Shin, as opposed to saying Shed. That somehow would be Kabbalistically inappropriate. Anyway, so over there, the Bi'ur Halacha is a long arichus, and he says that Ger Toshav really depends on the nature of the Kabbalah of a Ger Toshav, namely Stam Ger Toshav, who's only Mekabbalah upon himself, Zayin Mitzvahs Kinog. So the Gabi Shar Mitzvahs, he's Eino Yehudi, Gomer, Mashen Ken, who's Mekabbalah upon himself, old Mitzvahs, beyond the Zayin Mitzvahs when he becomes a Ger Toshav, and including that in Shabbos, of course, he can be Mekayim them, he can actually be Mekayim himself. The famous Bi'a Alocha over there in Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin, I should say. He brings a Rai from a Sugin Avodah Zarah, but that's not my issue right now. In other words, basically, the issue is whether what's the status of a Ger Toshav. Well, the Ger Toshav is considered to be a Miktas Ger. Somehow he's no longer in the category of an Akum of a Goy, but he's not a completely full-fledged Ger. Or maybe he's really a total Goy. He's an Avi Chavim the Gamri, with the exception of one or two things, he's Makabal upon himself. The Gemara in Makas Daftes, the Gemara points out the famous Gemara that Gertosha Shahara Gula, a Gertosha who kills Shegeg, so it goes into Golis. Of course, the problem is that Ma Kesher ben Gertosha to the Pasha of Golis, because the din of the Pasha of Golis only said to a Jew. So why is the Gertosha going to Golis? Okay, I'm not discussing that Suga, just the Derech Agav Ha'ora that I wanted to make. So, and you'll take a look if you have literally nothing to do with yourself. You'll look in the Chiddush HaGriz, in the Mikhtovim B'Sof HaSefer, B'Sof Chiddush HaGriz. All those Mikhtovim, Kimat, all of them were written with correspondence between Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, my Rebbe, and the Briskov. The world, quote unquote, I don't want to try to make any statements now, but the world attempts to disassociate the Rav from his uncle, the Briskov, just like they try to disassociate the Rav from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, but it's difficult to do so since he's a biological grandson of Rav Chaim and a biological nephew of the Briskov. And how do they do that? By indicating that when Rav Soloveitchik is called by his uncle, Yakiri, Chavivi, many of the Mikhtovim at the end of the Sefer, I read all of them for the last 50 years. Anyway, so the it's not referring to the Rav, but we know it's the Rav because the Rav's Torah, left and right. Literally, Kimat, every single piece in that Mikhtovim is found from Asalvechi. Most of them I heard from him myself. It's his sprach, it's his language, it's his coinage, it's his currency. And the Briskov calls him Yakir Chavivi. They just can't handle that. Okay, I just had to make this editorial comment. Somehow I always feel the need to correct people who try to say things that are inappropriate. So take a look at the Briskov over there in the Mikhtovim at the end of the Sefer. He assumes like the Ritva that a Ger Toshev was a goy. That's not Gerus. It's not considered to be Gerus. That's how the Ritva writes in Yevamis. And again, as I said, it's all totally on the what the nature of the Kabbalah was. Bishasi became... Bishasi became a Ger Tosha. So back in the Gemara over here, and the Gemara actually now, as I indicated, says, Lo Kasha, to answer this Dira between what was said in Kufi Gimel and Aleph. And Kufi Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara indicated that Gezel Akum, whether it's Mutah or not, depends if it's a Chilul Hashem or not a Chilul Hashem. And here the Gemara says outright that Gezel Akum is Osir. So that the Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, Lo Kasha, Habiksnani, Habi Ger Toshav. And Rashi here defines Ger Toshav, Eina Ebed Abed Azara. That's the only Kabbalah that this individual has. Lo Labed Abed Azara. Rashi throughout Shas has different translations of what the nature of the Kabbalah was. And here he writes, he's not an Ebed Abed Azara, but Eichel Nevelos. And Rashi Yivam, as I mentioned, there has a different translation, a different gather of what a Ger Toshev is. Whatever the case is, the Gemara says here that there's a chilul between a Ger Knani, a real Goy, or a Ger Toshev. So on that, the Gemara says, the Pasuk seems to indicate not like that. And lo lecha el leger shenem el leger, lo leger tzedek el leger toshev, shenem el leger toshev, mishpachat ger, zehoi v'kachovim, shuroi me'o le'eker, mishpachat ger, zehanim ka'alores kachovim. So finally, the Gemara says the Maskana, in order to resolve this seeming stira between the two, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Lekashi, Kan B'Gzelo, Kan B'Avkoa Salva Osa. This is probably the most famous Gemara in Perek HaGoyz L'Machil. The Gemara is Mechala between Gezel Akum. The Gemara says, that's Osa. However, Avkoa Salva, the Gemara says, is Mutar. Avkoa Salva seemingly refers to, as the Rishonim explained, not to pay back the halvah. I owe money, and I'm not going to pay him back the money that I owe him. Havkoas halvah also. The language itself is striking. The bitui that the Chazal used, havkoas halvah, is a very striking bitui. But the simple chiluk is between, we'll get to it in a moment, and Rashi over here comments, Rashi says, a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that, why is havkoas halvah so permissible? So Rashi writes, she'en gezel mamish shori, ki lekach chilul Hashem. That's how the Gemara is dissolving the contradiction. If it's Havkoa Salva, it's not called Gezel Mamish. It's not considered to be an act of Gezel. You're just Shev Al Tasa. You're basically not paying back a chov that you borrowed money from a non-Jew, and you're not paying it back. So Rashi says over here, that's not called Gezel Gomur. It's not an act of Gezel. And Rashi goes on to say that Rashi writes that Ulavriach HaMeches Havi kafkas halvaso. That's talking about a person is avoiding paying the meches. So the truth is that the Rishonim, I didn't write my comments on this because I didn't really plan on discussing it at any great length, but the Meiri and also the Rambam in Perek, the Rambam is in Perek Gidal, Vichos Gzeilov, Aveda, Halacha Dalid. The Rambam said that only works if Torah me'atzmo. But also lat eisei, you're not allowed to be mate a goy in a deliberate kind of way. If the goy himself makes an error, the goy himself errs, say nechanami, this din is applicable. But lat eisei, the Rambam passes a halacha like that, shimnim chesiv beis, that the Rambam says against it. Shori lat eisei ulafki al v'osel. Against what Rishonim say. The Rambam paskins, you can actually chatzila cause, in effect, lead him astray and not pay him back the chov. But Rashi here says that the Lashon that we just pointed out in the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi calls it, it's not an act of gezel. And okay, so here the Rishonim have a field day on this particular issue. And as I said, the issue is a very complicated issue among the Dolei Rishonim. And I didn't really wanted to go into that per se, but I'll just mention to you that Rashi here says, the next Rashi we just read, Rashi says, Havrochas meches is kavkos halvo. Rashi compares, just one second, Rashi compares Havrochas meches, not paying or somehow bypassing the moches, the one who's the tax collector, Rashi compares it to Havkos halvo. So even though he did not err by himself, but he, oh, so Rashi learns that's mutter, that you're allowed to go ahead and be mad to the persons. As I said, this is like the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch, that mutal hat oso, ulafki al va'oso. The problem is the Rosh over here, it points out that even though to sakam is mutar, but if you are mad to him, it's also. And he quotes this Rashi. The Rashi says here, habrachas hameches is kahavkoa salvo. But the problem is, why is it mutar? Mitam hafkoa salvo. Here you're being mad to the goy. You are deliberately, and in a sentient kind of way, you're causing the goy to actually err. So why is it mutter mitam hafkoas halva? It's matzeh sagoy. You're actually causing the goy to err. So I'll just mention derech agav that this also is quoted by the Torah in Shimon Ches. The Torah quotes the halacha that the toes of a goy, let's say lahatoso becheshbon or lakiyava. So the Torah says it's mutter. So apparently even lahatoso is mutter. And we'll take a look at this in a few moments, a little bit. I'm talking about halva, but Rashi compares havrachas meches. Then the next piece of the Gemara says, "Omale Abaye, Eved Ibri Havkoas Halvasahu." That Eved Ibri is also Havkoas Halva, means the money that's owed. Rabbi the Tamid Yomar Rabbi Eved Ibri Gufo Koni. Okay, so the Gemara here actually compares the two, but what I want to comment on is the Rashi I mentioned a moment ago. Just one second more. The Rashi says here, "Havkoas Halva Eino Gezel Mamish." What does Rashi mean? And in general, since Gezel Akum is Osler, so why should Havkoas Halvo be Muta? Why should that be permissible not to pay back the Chov, the money that you owe a non-Jew? I mean, we saw, if you remember last week's shir, Lava Avalei Para. We saw the Rashi in Sanhedrin. We discussed the Gemara Amr Rav Sheshes. HaKayf B'Vikodin Nasal of Gazan V'Chai Ba'insa last Friday. So that we refer to a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dabez Meral, the beginning Rashi. But Rashi comments, Lava Avalei Para. Rashi Gittin says he's a Gazlan. Because again, that, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Radbaz decided actually this also, that whether Priyas Chov, Biron Chov, the Gemara says, Mitzvahi. Whether the Mitzvah, the Raisa, Mitzvah, the Abon, we pointed out Taisis and Ksubis and Taisis and Becheres said it's a Svar. Right. There's no Makor.
No
what?
If there's no Mitzvah,
there's no Pasuk. There's no Pasuk that says you have to pay back a Chov. It only says in Kesa Talve Sami, it's on Imach. But there's no pasuk explicitly stating that Piron Chov is a mitzvah. It's a svara.
And whether the Gemara always.
Okay, but whether it's a svara, the Araisa, or so the Rabbanan, that seems to be the Radvaz and the Tshuva, asks this question, and he says, Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah. He claims the Mitzvah Seh to Bevek Chov, Shenemar. He quotes the only pasuk he could have quoted, Ve'eshav Zagzeh Lasher Gozel, that if you don't pay back a Chov, and they're considered to be involved in an act of gezel. Osa oshek asher osak, and he goes to Rambam as well, that the Rambam compares halva to anything else that's found in the pasuk. Anyway, they hold you over on the sigzol, so the gzela is osur, so why is havkoas halva mutar? This is also an act of gezel, lichora. So lichora, that's what Rashi is trying to answer. When Rashi says, ein ze, Rashi says, ein o gezel mamish. What does Rashi mean? That even though it's shayach to gezel, but it's not Gezel Mamish. And that's the Rashi I quoted in Sanhedrin last week on that Bezim and Al. The first Rashi came out where Rashi said that Lova Velo Para, Lova Velo Shilem, Eino Gazel. The person borrows money, doesn't pay back. It's not called a Gazel. The question is, what's together, Advarim? So again, I just want to point out that Rashi in Sanhedrin, and also Rashi in Gittin, that Lova Velo Para, you're not over in the Lava Velo Sigzel. That and Rashi says in Gittin that he's considered to be a gazlan, it means simply that you are holding on to someone else's money. So you are ma'akev mam chavero. You are holding on to someone else's money that you borrowed, that's in your hand, and you have some sort of a kinyan, a shibu to pay it back. Anyway, you're called the gazlan. So of course, although you're not over in losigzel, you didn't do a ma'isik zela. In order to be over in losigzel, you have to do a ma'isik gezel. But yigzal sechanit mi'ara mitzvah. You didn't do that. So a ma'isik gezel, Rashi says here, you didn't do. However, in the terms of what you did do, that even though you're not a gazman mamish, so mitzad, and one could argue based on the Gemara Baba Kama Lam Ches, where the Gemara says Omad Vayimeg De Deretz, Ra Vayater Goyim. The Gemara points out very famously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitir Mamonu LeYisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam went ahead and more or less was mafkir the mamon of the non-Jewish world to Klal Yisrael. That's why Mazik Akum is Potter, because it's a famous Shor Shel. Based on that sugya on Lamaches and Baba Kama, who are din of course alvasi, not din to a maisik zela. So Mamela, you don't have exactly an isur in a direct kind of way. Yeah, what do you want to say, Rabbi Yazgir?
So the key in Rashi is
kasher. Which key in Rashi? Key means K-E-Y. What's key mean? Yes. I understand. That's the Gemara said. It's not Rashi. The Gemara is asking Astira. The Gemara is resolving the Astira by saying that if there's no Chilul Hashem, then it'll be permissible. But Rashi, the key in Rashi is not that word, but the key in Rashi is Eno Gezo Mamish. That's the key in Rashi. That it's not a Maisik Zela. There's no Maisik Zela here. You didn't do Maisik Zela. You simply withheld money that was owed to the non-Jew. And that's the Rashi, as I quoted to you in Sanhedrin, the Beis Menala, Lo Velo Para, is not considered to be a gazlan, because it's a Sheval Tase kind of action. There's no act of gezel, and it doesn't fit into the scheme of the Vayigzal Sachandi Biyar Amitri. And there's a Rashi in Gidden again, but you're just being Ma'akev, Mam Chaver Biyodo. But that is all, as you pointed out, that's all preconditioned on there's no Chil Hashem. That's in general, that's what the Gemara says here. The Gezel Akim is only permissible if there's no Chil Hashem that's involved. I'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, anyway, the Kitzer, the Gemara says here, when the Gemara quotes Eved Ivri is like Havkoa Salva, and because the Eved Ivri, we're talking about someone working off the debt. He has a debt, that's why he was sold as an Eved Ivri, and by taking him away from the master, you're preventing him from repaying the debt. That's Asa. That's Abayi Yestakashi and Rabba. And the Gemara says here, Rabba L'tamei, Jama Eved Ivri Gufo Konui. So it's not like Piron Chol, but in effect, it's the Bailus on the Eved. Okay, whatever the case is, according to Rabba, there's a distinction between Havkoa Salvo and Gezel Akum. Havkoa Salvo is Mutter, unless, as I said, there'll be Chil Hashem, and Gezel Knani is Osir. But the Gemara goes on to say a bit further, the next piece in the Sugya, and the Gemara says, Abidosa Muteris, that Abi Aveda, the non-Jew, is permissible. The Gemara's going to explain now. Zelo Osir, how do we know Gezel Akum is Osir? Nemar Avuna Minan, Gezel Knani, Shu Osir Shenema. Gemara calls it a very striking pasuk. I would not have cited this pasuk. I would have certainly cited psukim that say lo sigzol, that one should not engage in gezel. But Gemara calls a pasuk v'yachaltu as kol amim asher Hashem alokecha nosin loch, that you're gonna literally Baruch Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam give us a siyata d'shmaya to annihilate. The language is v'yachaltu as kol amim. My father couldn't get past this pasuk as well. This bothered him. This language, v'achalto es kol ha'amim, uvi'arto es kol ha'amim. I mean, there are other lashonas my father felt would be more appropriate, more fitting than v'achalto es kol ha'amim. What kind of a language is that? Okay, I can't discuss that now. Maybe it doesn't bother you. That's right. You have psukim, but this is not. Very nice. All correct. We are quite aware of it. Quite aware of all these psukim. We're aware of the entire Torah. That's what we study. That's what we do in our lifetime. Anyway, but this lashon is a very unusual lashon. I can't. One day I'll bleed nether. I'll say a shir on this topic. My father was very into text. Everything is by him was text, 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 and more text, and all text. That's when you're on top of your act, whatever that means. But then the Gemara says, Avidosim Uteris, it's also a famous din. You find an Aved of a non-Jew, you can keep him. What is the Lashon my father used to say? Find his keepers,
lose his weepers.
That's what I heard from my father. I want to bring Gula L'Olam of Bernstein. I have to quote these Vituyim that my father had. Avidosim Uteris, I'm sure Rabbi Bam, you never heard that expression. That's not an English, it's not a proper English expression, and you only deal with things that are proper. Baruch Hashem. You're holding on to the world, but you don't have much left. So the Pasuk says, Avidosim Uteris, and Emar, the Gemara says, L'chal Avidas Achicha, that's the Pasuk, where the Torah presents the mitzvah say and the mitzvah lo saseh, that if you find that Aveda of your brother, lo sucha le salim, hoshek teshivim lo achicha, the mitzvah say, umar ba mitzvah, supposed to return the Aveda, and lo sucha le salim, you have to zazokim ben ulfichvedei, then you have a heter, pretend like you didn't see the Aveda. But otherwise, the Pasuk says, lo achicha tomachzir, ya tomachzir l'ksnani. There's no chiyav to go and return an Aveda, a lost article to a non-Jew. The obligation is only to a Jew. By the way, the Ababonel has a whole Shekel Torah, a famous Shekel Torah, just providing, this for Rabbi Kaplan over here. We have the great chus of seeing him. So the Ababonel, he claims, he was trying to explain all these halachas. And he said the following, he says a svara, as he is wont to do. He has many, many svaras, thousands and thousands of svaras. The Ababonel, fantastic, absolutely, pasham beyond belief. Why these halachas? What kind of a... What's the basis for this? So he says, only when there's a kind of reciprocity between the, I can use that word?
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo. See that, Latin he understands better than English. Only if there's a reciprocity, then we have some dina that perhaps may be applicable to the non-Jewish world. But all these areas are dafka. Jews lend money to other Jews, and Jews do chesed with other Jews. So whenever you have this kind of relationship of reciprocity between one Jew and another, then you have all these halachas. Namely, Aveda, you have to return it, mitzaseh, mitzalot saseh.
I'm not
going to
return your Vedas.
But anyway, I'm just telling you what his svar is. However, where that's not operative, such as in the case of a non-Jew, then all these halachas are not applicable. But the Gemara has these rushes, and here by Aveda as well. The Gemara even goes a bit further. I'll get to it in a second. The Gemara says, "Ve'im hanimin lehechad loss of the yodei." Only if it didn't come into your hands. That's when you have this halacha. That's applicable. Where the Gemara said, "Lo machay v'adrui basa." Avalechad loss of the yodei, but it comes into your hands. "Ve'im lahadra." Maybe you have to come back and return it. So the Gemara says, "Rabbeinu mitzasa dasa the yodei mashma." We're talking about it came into your hands, and this is what Rashi explains over here as well. But the Gemara has one more Gemara I want to read. Also, Pinchas Ben Yair said, "Mokum sheyeshchil Hashem afil avidasa aser." If there be chil Hashem involved, then even aveda should be returned to the non-Jew. Amar Shmuel, what about tohu sakum? It says ma'isim shebechol yom. Not so much here because we don't so much deal with non-Jews, although we do, but not to the same extent as you do when you're chutzaretz. Tohu is mutzik. Yad Shmuel. The Gemara gives a case over here, which we'll get to in a few moments. But before I get to that, I just simply want to indicate this drasha of Chazal. That Ta'usa Muteres, the Gemara example is Shmuel bought a pitcher of gold, and the guy thought that the pitcher was copper and sold it to Shmuel. So Shmuel claimed, you don't have to tell him, you're not mechuyev to go and inform the non Jew of what the nature is. Rashi writes over here. Rashi says, Mizrak Shalzov, Becheska Shalmechoshes. That's what we're talking about. The guy was not margish. And here the Ta'usa is, he sold him for 4 zuzim. Rashi explains another Ta'usa, he took 3 instead of 4. But the guy didn't recognize it. The guy simply was not cognizant, was not sensitive to the fact what went on here. So regarding the first toss, it was the guy's mistake. He thought it was a copper pitcher and not a gold pitcher. In the second case, Shmuel shortchanged him by not giving him the extra zuz. So Rashi here cites, and therefore Rashi says that he knew that there would be no chil Hashem. So if you know there's no chil Hashem, lahatoso knows, even lahatoso is mutter, if there's no chil Hashem. That's how the Gemara, that's a pashup shot in the sugya. I just wanted to say one thing. This is Rashi Shita, and this is what many Rishonim quoted, what I said earlier. Now the hatar sesakum is mutter. Now Tesis, let me just point out the Tesis here. B'temulari, the second Tesis on the Amid. I'll get to you, Rabbi Bam, 1 second. Tesis tekasha on the third line. Yochel yigulam alav. I mean, that also appears for kunches. Yochel yenichan aknani lichbo lahoisav al ba'aso l'tvoa mashlov nasan temulari. Amay yisur kwa lahochi. Dotu yafsi v'yaniach asaknani lahatay sesatzmai. To let the non-Jew go ahead and sort of fool himself. So, Tesis Tekashi, you charge him, by charging you such an exorbitant price, we're talking about the Lashon of the Gemara, Yigloim Olav, Goylin. That's what is implicit in Goylin. Elo Meri, so he says at the end, the answer to the Kashi, near the Reed, Dachi Pusho, Yochel Yigloim Olav, Shiyate Saknani, Vitan Lo Pochel, Mashanasan Lo, Tamalim, Vichishab, Mkaneum, Vichem Pirish Baruch, Verech, this Erech of Gimelam and Ben, Avgav the Tos Knani Hayamutar, also La Tais of Mokash Knani Yodea, Shigazel, Vice Asma Kolo Yoda. You're not allowed to go ahead and be Kabonet Tchila, be Mata the non Jew. Means the guy pretends he doesn't know he's being shortchanged. But he does know. That's a Chil Hashem. That's something which is absolutely inappropriate. So the Gemara is saying, so too, Tos Sakam is Osir, and Mashma, if the guy does not know, then just the Tos Sakam is Osir, so too, La Tos will be Mutar. Under those circumstances, so here, if you're looking on page number 3, just one before you speak again, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly. This is a tour in Shin Mem Ches, what I alluded to earlier. The tour says, the halacha, as he brings the din, that Gnei V'Asakim, Gezel Akim is Asur. So then he writes, Avol Ta'usa Shulkuse Mutar, Uvad Shalo Yivad Alo, Dolek Achil Hashem, Shalo Yodeh Alo, Dolek Achil Hashem. As long as he's not aware, no Achil Hashem, then it would be permissible. Hey, so basically, he's saying, La'alocha, look on the bottom, Darkei Moshe, I sort of underlined it, Darkei Moshe calls him Mordechai, on the bottom of page 3, and the Darkei Moshe calls him the Mordechai is Cholek. He said that, To Zakum, he writes his Osir, even Gnevas Das is Osir, I'll get to that in a second. If Gnevas Das is Osir, you can't fool a non-Jew. This is Gnevas Das, as the classic case, you invite someone on Shabbos for a meal, but you know he's going elsewhere. But you do it in order to curry favor with him. You want him to think that you're a great guy. But you know very well he's already invited elsewhere. He's going to his brother, his sister, his aunt, his uncle, his cousin, whoever it may be. That's called Gnevas Das. That's also even by Goy. It's Gemara Chul and Tzadik Dalet. And that's what passing the Halacha. Gnevas Akim is also. So the Mordechai says, and that's what they quoted here by the Darkei Moshe. By the Ramah, he says that he doesn't understand. He says over here that Shmuel, Lo Hita Aknani, because Shmuel said, also Lignov, you're not allowed to steal Das Anochri. And Shmuel was Makbid. The Gemara says in Chulin that Shmuel was Makbid. So the Mordechai here is Cholik and argues that Lahatos Akum is Osir, even Gnevas Das is Osir, Kolshkin Lahatosai. Miun Tom Me'asma Mutar. Only if he made a mistake on his own, that would be permissible. So the guy, instead of returning it, left and didn't realize it was gold instead of copper. That's not fooling him, because he, in effect, that's called Tol Sakim. He made the mistake himself, but Lahat also to go and be mad to him. So he says that Mordechai, that would be Osir, it would be no worse than Gnevas Das. I'm sorry?
He gave him an extra one.
You say that. I'm just telling the case of the Gemara here so that we just cited.
The girl was not
Mochay. Okay, anyway, this is a big machlokes of Rishonim, machlokes la'alocha. But I just want to mention one Gemara before you speak, and that's on page number 4. That's the Gemara in Tzadik Dalet of Osir Lignov Das Habrios, the famous Gemara in Chulin that even died to Shalakim. People assume this is they're not aware of Salacha Bichlal. The old Gnevas Das is Mutter by a non-Jew. The old everything is Mutter. But anyway, here you gave him an animal that was Nevela instead of a Shuta. That's what the Gemara describes over here. The guy thought he was getting Basa Kosher, and again you gave him Basa Tzleif. That's called Gnevas Das. That's Osir. Yes, the Machlokes HaPoskim, I wrote it over here on page 5. Yes, the Machlokes HaPoskim, is this an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Abonim? This is discussed by the Ritva in Chulin, very, very famous Ritva. Probably it's good to read this Ritva carefully. The Pasuk on the bottom, you probably know, I didn't forget to Rabbi Bam yet. So the Pasuk says, and Chazal have a field day with this Pasuk. By the way, this Pasuk tells you, besides I'm going to discuss now, that you're not allowed to submit false papers. Now that lie. When you fill out a form, people do this all the time here. Mamish is Maisim Shabbat. I'm surrounded by it for all kinds of reasons. They're Meri Heta and everything. So, but the Pasuk said, Lisa Shaku Ishba Miso. And you're talking about with Jews. I'm not discussing filling out a form to a non Jewish Mossad or a non Jewish firm. I'm talking about filling out forms fraudulently and basically engaging in egregious lies. And I if I would tell you all the cases I'm involved in, you have no asoga. What goes on in my life? But I have a heter for everything, so there's no problem. Everything is mutter. You might have a heter and call out Torah Kula. I can't discuss it now. I'll give you examples. You probably jump up here from I don't know where to Siam, so I'm not going to do it right now. But what's of interest, the Rishonim have a diuk in the pasuk. Do we connect all these together? Or the pasuk is to be read, Lo Tignovu and Asnachta. Now, Lo Sechachashu, Lo Sechachu, Ishva Miso. These two are together, Lo Sechachashu and Lo Sechachu. But Lo Tignovu, Seven Alocha, Kayadu Alochem, that this Lo Tignovu is different than the Lo Tignov, that's Adibros, that's not talking about Gneva, about thievery. This is talking about thievery, and that's talking about kidnapping, because the Rashi quotes on the spot from the Chazal.
How can you put it in Baba
Chibur there? The answer is, it's Asnachta, and the Baba Chibur, this needs another 100 hours of Shir, which I can't do right now either. That's a very good question that Rabbi Munitz asked, as always. But this needs attention. Well, how do you deal with Asnachta and the Baba Chibur? How do you resolve what seems to be probably a conflicting desiderata between the two? Okay, but before I say all this, and maybe Rabbi Baum, I'm sorry, I apologize. My wayward behavior. Excellent question.
No.
A question that is impossible to answer. Impossible. I have that question my entire life. So I, in my naivete, maybe you won't agree with me, everything is a Chilul Hashem. Why? What? I'll tell you why we may say it, because Hakol Mitu'ad Hayom. There are cameras everywhere. What was that?
The Gemara says,
we're talking about Marisayin, and through the Chad V'Chador. It's a Gemara. But Chil Hashem, Pashtus, should not apply to Chad V'Chador.
It's a Mishnah.
Yeah. That's the basis we're against this. Hamachal Shem Shemayim B'Seser, it would seem that Be'ikra Adinah should not apply, but as Rabbi Yazgi pointed out, it's a Mishnah. Hamachal Shem Shemayim B'Seser, Nifroim Yemen B'Golui. And so it would seem, but I'm answering very balabatish, that kimat everything that people do, someone knows. I mean, I don't want to get into the next issue.
Even if only one boy knows, that's really...
It probably would be a Chilul Hashem. I think we discussed this. Maybe you and I talk about it. I have a running discussion with Rabbi Dr. Apfel, Rabbi Howie Apfel over here, who we're very Yedid Nefesh. We lived across the street from each other. He had 3 gilgulim before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. I'm involved in all of his gilgulim. I speak to him about end-of-life issues, kalayom, kalayla. That's all I talk to him about, all day and all night. So the following discussion, I heard my Rebbe, and I think I could say it because you have a connection with him, not directly but indirectly, Agoin Davar Lichtenstein. So he said, I'm on a desert island, marooned, desert island, before the days of the cameras, let's say. Before everything was mitu'ad, and there's a non-Jew, and I'm a doctor, a non-Jew on Shabbos, got into some accident, and now his life is in danger. Can I save his life on Shabbos? Against the Gemara. You can't be a Mechal Shabbos for a non-Jew. And that's Rav HaPoskin, 99.999%, assuming that there's no Chil Hashem involved in Mishnah Berurah. Aaron Shin Chav Ches points out, if there's a Chil Hashem, we have another doctor here, Mr. Brewer points out, we just had doctors in Rabbanim this year. That's all we had. Anyway, so Mr. Brewer said today, Mr. Meva, all the reasons why you'd be Mechuyev Al Pidin, many, many years ago, when I grew up in Borough Park, there was such a Maisa. Let's go back when I was a kid, before my Bar Mitzvah, there was a Maisa. Borough Park was not, today it's Borough Park, but then it was just Borough Park. So I'm just being cute. Anyway, so then the situation was that a person was in an accident, and he was bleeding on the ground, and a Jewish doctor, coming back from shul, bent down. I don't know if you heard about this, Rabbi Bernstein, you're a Borough Park man. So anyway, he bent down and asked the guy if he's Jewish or not. He was still conscious enough to say, no, I wasn't Jewish. And then he walked out his merry way. There was almost literally what happened was kimat, what's the term that they use?
Lynch.
What?
Lynch.
It was not the lynch, but another word, I forgot the
riot.
Other word. What?
Riot?
No. pogrom against Klal Yisrael in Borough Park. There are other people who were present when this event occurred. So it's Pashim, Bismanenu, Anu, Eim Aladavir. People ask me these questions, young doctors or young nurses or people who are beginning their careers in the medical arena, ask me regarding this question of working on Shabbos, working in a hospital on behalf of non-Jews. There are no shortage of non-Jews in hospitals here in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in Hadassah, Shaarei Tzedek, or in Be'er Sheva, or in Tel Aviv, or in Tel Shomer. It doesn't make a difference where you work. And the question is, can they go ahead and try to be mafkin between Jews and non-Jews? Absolutely not. B'shum panav oifen. En l'chachil Hashem golem mizeh. Okay, so now back to the... Well, how do you define Chilul Hashem? Maybe I'll... So, but that's my point. That's impossible. There's no such situation. Rabbi Lichtenstein held in that Maroon Island, the doctor has to treat the non-Jew. There was not, literally, no one knew anything.
No, private transaction between a Yid and a Goy. No one knows. He's overpaid, underpaid. No one's going to know between the two of you.
Okay. Is there such a Matthias where no one's going to...
The guy will know.
Okay, that guy will know. And is there a Matthias where not only... But that will not emerge somehow, sooner or later, this
shouldn't really be so much on this path.
Okay, I will tell you that here there's a big machlokes between the quote-unquote, how should I put it, yeshiva shevelt, and the more modern kind of Orthodox world. Am I allowed to use such terminology in the shul? Modern Orthodox world. Which they claim I come from. They call me here, someone calls me here, Modox. He calls me a Modox person, modern Orthodox, but he has an advantage over me. He wears his hat 24/7, I don't. Okay, so that's his big yilut over me. Other than that, there's not much under the hat, but whatever the case is, so he has an advantage over me. Don't mind me, Rabbi Bernstein. Because I have an education, so I'm viewed as the being someone in the Modox world. I have a master's in science and started going for even a PhD, but I got married. I had to support my wife because I understood what it says in the Ksuba. He doesn't ever learn Ksuba's Bechlau. No, I don't think he learned anything. But whatever the case is, I'm just being a little bit rough there.
It's pronounced
Afaleach. What?
It's pronounced
Afaleach.
You work.
Kaplan, it's good you came to the shiur. Here this says, doesn't say Eflach, but Afaleach. I'll cause you to go to work. Excellent. And Bekitzer, so I come from a different world. And I'm not embarrassed, and I'm proud of the fact that I learned Ksubis before I got married. I went past the Sugya Pesach Masuach on Daf Tes. I finished all Masechta before I got married. Discovered that a husband has to support his wife. Never heard of such a thing. They only know the Mishnah, the Chavdal Malach is Yishai Sala Baila. Anyway, so I'm not familiar with any other Mishnah. Whatever the case is, on the bottom of this page, the Ritva, on page number 5, I underlined it. This is a fascinating, fantastic piece of the Ritva. Saw it many years ago. Isu Gnevas Da Shonochi Kosuk Sasa Vasenim Shem Bali Atesazal Shu Isu Teva. The Nabkalam Lixiv Le Signevu Le Sechachashu. The Chikse Besevi Dikua Ishba Amiso, the Naira Kusi. It says Amiso. By the way, my father used to go crazy over Reyeu Amiso. He wanted to know exactly what Achicho. The exact distinction between each of these Lashonos and Chumash, when they use, I was very hard pressed. He couldn't understand, Rabbi Kaplan, why I'm spending so much money to send you to day school when you can't answer any of my questions. So we used to jokingly say to him, no, we learn Gemara. We're in 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, Hamafkin, and Elamatsias. We don't deal with Chumash questions. That's for simple people. We don't handle those kind of questions. And my father couldn't understand why he's paying so much money. How many times he said that to us? Like he drilled it into us. Anyway, so here he says, the fact that it says, Bamiso, the Vimayin Akusi, Ahid, Lo Techachashu, Lo Seshaku, Koi, Bebogam, Shein, Chil Hashem, Bedava. That's only there's no Chil Hashem. Bedekon, Ami, Lo Ksimi, Amiso. Look at the deal. It said, Lo Seshaku, Ish, Bamiso. My father didn't know how to handle us. I didn't know this ritva. But we learned this puzzle together. What's the Lashon? Lo Seshaku, Ish, Bamiso. It should have said, the ritva correctly says, Me Amiso, Ola Amiso. What's Ba Miso? The pasuk is very awkward. Says the Ritva V'Haininami, Diyave Anachta, B'loisignovu, there's an Asnachta there. under Lo Siglov, he calls it Anachta. The Avogadro Ashkan Gnevas Tama Gnevas Das. What? This person is talking about Gnevas Das? Who told him that? This Lo Siglovu, as we just mentioned before, contrasted with the Lo Siglovu Aser Sadibris, is talking about Gnevas Mamon, not Gnevas Das. Says the Ritva, Ella, he says over here, Lashon Gnevas Leib, Bekan Nichtav Lo Siglovu Stam. Lichlol Av Gnevas Mamon, Ubutasef, Babakam, Isa Shosha Ganovimim, Godo Shibakulam, Gonev Das Habrios. What a Tesefta. The Gene Das Habrios is the worst of all the different genres of Geneva that one might be over on. So, again, as I said, there's a machlokes among the Dodi of Yishonim, whether it's an Isa the Isa, Isa the Abonim. But anyway, going back to that Mordechai, that he said that if Geneva's Das is Osir, Kolshkin Lahatat Sagoy is Osir. Certainly that would not be permissible. On page number 7 here, page number 6 actually, you have. I took this from the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He writes in Yud Aleph, Osu Lahatos Sanochri, V'chein Kol Mirma, Sheba Olam, Asura B'masu Matan, Afilu Lenochri. I grew up, Rabbi Asger, you also, Rabbi Asger was a Talmud Muvug of Rav Soloveitchik. I was just a Talmud. He's Muvug because he also drove him, and he was his driver, and he became much closer to him than I was. Anyway, but the Rav, and Rabban Lichtenstein and that entire Askola. I never saw such yashrus in my entire life. Literally, a cold Sad Vishal. They had no concept. Rabban Lichtenstein told me, I was debating whether I should write this in the Sefer, Rabbi Bam. I didn't know what to do. Rabbi Shechter kept nixing everything I wanted to write in the Sefer. And he nixed a lot of things. And one of the things that I wanted to write there, Rabban Lichtenstein, I became a rabbi at a very young age. And they had something called, I don't think they have it in England, parsonage in the United States. Parsonage means when you invite Balabatim for lunch or Friday night or during the week, so you can deduct from your taxes that amount of money. So it can actually be, Rabbi Kaplan was a Rav in Portland, and Portland is Portland, Oregon. He was a Rav in Portland, Oregon, very outstanding young man, and in a place which not exactly, at least, then he tells me they're cuddling there, so I almost literally he was involved in. Anyway, so the question is the following. The question is, what's the problem with parsonage? Why would that be the government? The government itself, it is completely legal. My brother, Schein Lebrach, was my accountant. He told me there's no problem whatsoever. So I asked about the Chassin. He said he won't do it. Why not? Kadom Lachborbo. He's holding me and he gives me the Gemara Nedarim. He gives me all kinds of other sugis and shas that he was, these people are just beyond anything that I can imagine. Rav Soloveitchik couldn't understand how people could set up shop in Manhattan. He was once waiting in Manhattan, he said, for a ride, and all of a sudden someone opened up a table before that they were selling. He says, Rolex watches. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik knew anything about Rolex watches, but apparently he asked someone and they told him these are Rolex watches. What he did not know, but he found out later, they're basically worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars, being sold for $25 to $50. By thieves. And Rav Soloveitchik couldn't be masig how such a thing could be in existence in this world that we live in. He didn't grow up in that kind of and their yashrus was such, they would not take on the table, you have a pen there, they wouldn't borrow your pen without asking permission. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Although, and Mishavura talks about there got to be a siddur and shul or a chumash and shul, that I assume that's what the shul has chumashim for and siddurim for. The idea being to use them and to borrow them. And they were so careful regarding any kind of mishmush, even taking a sefer and somehow making that sometimes people go ahead and they make it in the corner, they bend the page in order to know where they still are. Could you be masking such a thing in someone else's sefer to bend the page? That's how I grew up in my parents' home and the home of the rabbeim that I learned with today. Wow, it's almost non-existent. This kind of culture, calculus, is like, what are you? Are you feeling all right? Are you operating the full deck? They tell me you're clearly not operating the full deck. Okay, I'm just telling you
those Ganovim had more yashus also, because nowadays they sell you the fake Rolex for
$1,000. They're still merchandise, it's a fake one.
The Rav used to say, the Ganovim, for Namol, Diven Yereim Ushleimim. That's what he always used to say. They themselves were full of Yashamayim. The Ganovim Malayim. Anyway, so on page number 7, no, I didn't finish 6 already. So he says he called Miyomer Shabbola Masir Masir Matan Afil Lanochi. You know, Yesh Mum the Mechlos. So I called the Alokeh. I'll be Shu Nochrich. I raise a Mateo. We're going to Dato. I'm involved in another area of my life. Shiduchim. Oh boy, I could probably write a sefer on this topic easily. And just yesterday, someone told me about a prospective shidduch, and the young girl was not told all the facts. I mean, they hid the facts from her, which is a nice im shebechol yom. They hold it's mutzah to do that. Why? That there is, because otherwise the shidduch won't get off the ground. So, I'm not talking about medical issues. Medical issues, already, that's another discussion in the poskim. At what point do you have to reveal the information, and what the nature of the medical issue is, that's also a factor, whether you reveal it the first time, or the second time, or the third time, whatever it may be. No, we're talking about partial facts, about the individual, but not told. And they said, trust me, smoch alai. That's what the shakhanim say. Smoch alai. And they decided to investigate a bit further, and they did. And they realized that something was amiss, and it was not, I can't go into all the details right now, because then you'll discuss it with me too. I don't want to discuss it right now. And it was something which was quite, to my mind, it should have been information that should have been revealed before even the date they went on a date. And it was not revealed. They found out. They said, no, we're not comfortable with the shidduch, and we don't mind. And then the shadchan called them back and told them the following. Told them that you're an amoretz, you're violating halacha, and Hashem will not give you a bracha. This is what goes on in the world of shidduchim that I travel in. Very, very pleasant and very wholesome. And this kind of things that take place. And they got all flustered. A young woman got all flustered. I told him she doesn't have to be flustered. The person who spoke to her was an Amoris the Haisa, the Rabbanim. And if anything, and all the clothes that he gave you will go on him. So, and she's all nervous. I calmed her down very quickly. She never heard such a Harif Rav. That's what she told me. Wow, she doesn't used to speak to such Harif rabbis. I'm not Harif at all. Not at all. But I have a little bit of brisk in me. And it comes out from time to time. And this is what goes on in the world that I live in. So he says, any mirma, Shabbatim Asura, Masur Matan, Afilu Lanochi, Mum B'mech, Otsarach L'dil Lokech. I'm involved with people who buy cars, and not everything is told to them about the car, but I said, you should check it out. Go bring it to a garage, bring it to a masachnik, and bring it to people who know the malacha, and they'll tell you what the story is. Okay, so he says over here that if you don't do so, even though it's a goy, Shareiz Mateo, we're going to need that to minimal deal. How is it? Gigonev mimenu mama v'asrim and atela. Kemosh, as it says, bechuzela. And then in Yud Beis, afil digno daita b'davar shagila hefsa d'nochi asim v'devei seifin. Lim kolob psan v'ela. That's the Gemara in Chulin. Tesom psan v'ela v'cheska shuta. Afil digno das abrios. Bizbaram afil digno achet shtos fas chalokos. So gnevas das. Ob emaisi shemar shoyse b'shvilo. V'eno yse asa. Neshemachzigo lo tev v'chino. On page number 7, here's where they have the Rambam. But the Rambam has he quotes this halach in Hilchos Gneiva, in Perek Zayin. Echad anosei v'nosein im Yisrael o magoi, evid avodah zorah, imoda roshokal b'chaser ogre b'losasi v'chay l'achzir. It's a mistake in the weight, you have to return it. And then he says, v'chein osur lahatar sagoi b'cheshben. Yedakti gibo, even you have to be precise. Shenema v'chishav m'konei avishu kovash tachas yodecha, kal v'chom l'goi, Shino covers Hakas Yadeh Bari, Omikidoas Hashem Elokel, Oise Elo, Koloise, Ovel, Mikomakom. So that's very clear, Rambam, that the Rambam shot in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Yochol Liglom Alav, means Lahat Oso, and the answer is Oso. Even the Goy is under the jurisdiction of a Jew, Kabuchayme, the Mishenu covers Hakas Yadeh. Someone who's not under your jurisdiction, the Rambam says also, that's considered to be Oso. So here, you have, also, the Rambam in the next page, the Rambam page number 8, in Hilchos Gzeila. So the Rambam here deals with the issue of an Aved of a Goy. And Halacha Gimel, Avedas HaGoy Muteres, you find the Aved of a non-Jew, Shenem Avedas HaChicha, HaMachzira, HaReza Over Avera. Now let her return it. Neshu Machzik Yidei Rishe Olam. So the Rambam has that concept, to support Rishoyim, you're not supposed to do that. However, Yimechzira, the Kaddish of Hashem, if that's your reason to mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that's permissible. If it's chil Hashem, then you have to return even an article that was lost by a non-Jew. And then he writes in Halacha Dalit, Tovus Akum, Tovus Hagoy, Kapidasa, Muteres. That's only if he makes a mistake. Who should tell me Asa? People tell me all the time about going into a supermarket in the United States and they give you the case I talked about with Abiyako Kamenetsky, give you extra change. They don't really know who you are, and you don't know, they don't know you're Jewish or not Jewish, and now you come home, realize they gave you an extra $100. I am required to go ahead and return the extra $100. So that's the din that Am says, Lahat also is also, but Haim Shatol me Asmam, Ketak, don't you also go Cheshbin Bato? Now, the question is, what is that, Rabbi Bam? Halacha l'maisa, is that really what has to take place? Kodesh Shulchan Aruch also. That's the Gemara here. Halacha nisemich. I'm semich on you. What, you have to make that statement? Guy gives you $100 extra change, and you didn't make this statement. It's assumed. It's a davar pashut. Of course, I'm semich on the. Very often, my wife tells me that people make mistakes, honest mistakes, here in the grocery stores, here in the makolet. What?
Everywhere.
So she always checks. That's why she doesn't let her husband go shopping, because he's not so medactic in any of these things. And I do go shopping, however, once or twice a week. And my wife gives me a very, very clear list. It doesn't really make a difference, Rabbi Bernstein, how clear the list is. I always end up usually buying something that she didn't want, or buying something else. And I'm not allowed, she writes on the bottom, Lo Lachlif, she writes it in Hebrew, in English, and in Yiddish. So I should make sure that I don't do something that is, shall we say, against what?
It's not helpful.
That's another correct statement. It doesn't seem to have any impact. She writes in three languages, in Yiddish, in Hebrew, and in English, just to make sure that I get the point. I shouldn't buy anything that she did, if it's not, and then she writes something else. If it's not there, any of this particular item, don't buy anything. So that's even clearer. Anyway, so Bekitzer, I don't think it's necessary for this to be said. Pashas al pi halacha, it's assumed that you're somich on the clerk, on the vendor, on the person who's the Baal Chanut, etc. Any of the other mashat omer and also gonzer muter. I'm normal on malakein also. Shem is kavin agor the busko. This is Rabbi Kamenetsky's story. Shem is kavin agor the busko. Means Hashem shomayim is chalo. He was testing him to see Abu Halter in the veld. Where is he holding as far as honesty or not honesty? Halacha la ma'ase on page number 9. So this is a quote of Halacha now in Shem Memches in Shulchan Aruch. It's very clear in Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that your omer and lo signovu isa daraisa. If you steal, you gozel agonim me'akum. Olav kial v'aso, however, if that's the issue, not paying back a chol mutar. Ulvad, as long as he doesn't know, so shim b'yanichil Hashem. What about tov sakum? This also continuing on the next page as well. The next page is havkoa sakum on page number 10. So tov sakum, as I told you, is mutar. And even lahat oso, the first opinion is the Ramo, the tour, that even lahat oso is mutar, yesh omim, you're not allowed to, in a sentient kind of way, deceive the non-Jew. And Ellen told me, "Atzmo shori." That's the Mordechai. It's no worse than Gnevas Das. So the Bi'ah Gro on the bottom here, and also Gimel, the Yeshomim quotes in the Mordechai. Even Gnevas Das is usher, and it brings another raya. You have to skip to the next line here in the Vilna Gaon. It brings actually a third raya that he quotes the Gemara here. Yachal Liglam Alav. And he calls Tesis that Sheyate Sa'akum, that if the guy knows about it, then it's also Latoso, because of Chil Hashem, that's the Shita Satur, the Shita Rashi. But the simple Pshad in the Gemara, Yochel Yigmalov, is a Mutar Latoso. Can you be Mata the guy? Even there's no Chil Hashem. The Brisa says, also Latoso, that even when there's no Chil Hashem. So the Chura, this is, as I said, a Raya that Latoso, as I said, from the Gemara's case, that the Gemara quotes with the 4 Zuzim and 5 Zuzim, seems to me that it would be permissible. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Aruch over here, and there are 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. Again, la'maisa, halacha la'maisa, 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, la'hatosa mutar, la'hatosa osar. These are 2 days that are quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. But Toh, Sakam, Ba'atzim, was certainly mutar, and probably one of the most unbelievable comments that I saw, I don't know if you can read it, I should have gotten a better edition, this is an old edition, on page 17 of the Yom Shel Shlomo. The Marshal here is just absolutely, to my mind, every single line is a gem. Now, the problem is it would take me an hour to go through this in a proper kind of way. He lays down a very important yisod, the Gabi Tov Sakum, in the supermarket. If you forgot to pay, or they didn't charge you, lechura, that's a Tov Sakum. If there's no Chil Hashem, you're not obligated the pashtos to go back and pay the money, even though I certainly would do so. Not even having me, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night
because if I didn't pay.
We're talking about a goy.
Right.
Yeah, obviously we're talking about a goy. But I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
The owner is a Jew. They're
obviously, that would make it. That certainly would be also. And on the contrary, you can make a kiddush Hashem because you're a Jew and he's a non-Jew. So that would I wouldn't be able. This happened to me a number of times where I was overcharged, or that I certainly went back. And sometimes I was undercharged. I also went back to give the money. And sometimes once or twice I didn't pay. I'm not sure exactly what happened. They told me, go on. Everything's fine. Then I realized I didn't pay. I went right back to the store. I drove back to the store. In one case, a half hour. Not even having it in my mind. That's the way I was trained. That's the way my parents and my rabbeim taught me to act in that kind of a fashion. Again, I'm not saying... So here, that's where the marshal here is discussing. Again, somebody asked me, in my mechuyev, can I mail it back? They left the store, and there was a toast. And now they want to mail it back. Is there such a chiyuv to mail it back or to send it by post or by courier? I don't know what, to hire a taxi. I'm not talking about a Jew. I'm talking about a non-Jew. A non-Jew, is there there's no Kiddush Hashem, there's no Chilul Hashem. And again, about the Amshel Shlomo here in the second column. So this is the lower right-hand corner, more or less I just summarized for you. Not completely, but partially, but in the upper left-hand column, where, as I said, he quotes Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, you're allowed to be matir a goy where he doesn't know. There's no chilul Hashem. And that's Masha from Taisis, and that's what the Torah writes. And what does he say on that? Velo nirali klal. He says on that, he doesn't like any of this. And he's very, on page number 17, where the arrow is. You see the arrow? So the little arrow I put there, upper left-hand corner. So here he writes the Marshal. Vioto sachere she'ike zuz. Midama v'hitasa v'cheshem v'kein peyusha shori lahatu sagoy yechid layoda v'chein yirah v'pirsh atayz l'leil v'chein kasa v'atur v'sim shim v'chesh shori lahatosu v'cheshem v'lo niru li klal lahatosu v'cheshem v'lo shori tos hagoy ele b'tom me'atzmo v'yata avkos alvoso shori haynu ma shatachay v'shalim lo o derech mecher o derech chob avu ma she whatever happened be'ez ha'mekach do me'legezel. Basically, what the Marshal says that we're talking about. To be mate a goy b'cheshbon, it's aser. Only Torah me'atzma would be permissible, namely not paying a chob is mutar. There's no chil Hashem. But would you mechui to pay him, whether derech meches or derech chob, if you borrowed money, didn't pay it back, or a tax, let's say, that you owe, and you don't pay it, that's of course halvo, which is mutar, no chil Hashem. But that which is derech mekach is called gezel. It's buying. I'm buying something, I'm not paying for it, that's called an act of gezel, that's aser. And then he writes further over here, that there's a chil between what he calls Gezel Akum and of course Tos Akum. Those two are completely different concepts. And he quotes the Mordechai as well. La'atosu v'zosim, ha'shenkin g'nev hazdas. Konti yamshol shlomo, la'atosu v'zosim, shum gezel. And the Rambam, by the way, does not mention g'nev hazdas. I assume the Rambam is masking with the yamshol shlomo that would be called an act of gezel. And the basic ramifications in the supermarket question that I raised a few moments. And then he writes here, v'chein kasar Rambam, the Tos Akum is not Mutar, the Hatosu is Asim, Shemchil Hashem, and the Tzarek Hafarish Kimah Aruch, the Chem Pir Sharan, Afil the Rashi, even Rashi says, La Tosu Mutar, but Hecha, Shemata Agoy Becheshbron, Shunosin Lecha, instead of giving you 3 Kalim Shekhanita, he gives you 4 Kalim, or he gives you extra money, even according to Rashi, it would be Asim, that's Gezel Agoy, that would be Asim. The Hatosu is Mutar the Rashi, if you shortchange him in payment, because it's like, that's mutter, but if you cause him to give you more money than he owes you, or more objects than he owes you, says the Marshal, that's mamish gezel. Even according to Rashi, v'afil hechad derech chil Hashem, gam kin osa. Even without chil Hashem, the Marshal says, that would be not permissible. V'chein la'toso osa. And that's how he interprets the Gemara, yochel yiglom olav. Means we have the Marshal, and the Mordechai, and the Rambam clearly indicate la'toso osa. The Rambam said there are two dayas regarding, and if you look on page number 12, which page was it on? No, page number, what did I say before? Page number 12, I took this actually from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So look here also on top of the page. He writes, also.
You said that you give him less money would be okay, but then that then you're getting more because you're giving him less money.
Okay, but again, where there's no Chil Hashem, and that's what he says. You have to read the Mashal carefully. I hear the question that we have to need the Hezber, what the Hezber is, but here I'm just reading now the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Osel Lashek Veschavero, Afil Kol Shu, Shenem El Sashek Veschavach, Veza Oshek, Habomam Chavero Liyodah Bersan Abaylim, you go to Yesh, the Chavero Liyodah Halvo, Schirus, and it was the Shalim. You don't want to pay the Schirus, you don't want to pay the rental, you don't want to pay the Halvo back, the loan that you took. Oshem Atcheu, Belech Veshuv, Lech Veshuv, you keep deferring, you keep essentially come back, come back, come back. This happens here. Ma'isim shebechol yom and Eretz Yisrael. She'en yud yodeshu mishaker also the chachesh lo shum dover. So that would be chil Hashem. Yap v'ogum she'en anochi yodeh inu rashoi lafki al v'osu v'shar chov v'shuchay l'anochi abu k'shachim v'shonochi v'en also the chbavosha yizug zel mamish. Essentially he's quoting the Marshal. Below all, I feel kind of heavy. Menachem, yes, also the atos of the cheshbon is seen as most very heavy. Moshe Nevi, Chisha, and Kovneu, Shari, and Menachem, Mark, and Menachem, it's all of the Yitzchum Adam, which is possible. Hamateu, the cheshbon, and most are easy going to heavy. Look, I'm afkia chova, I feel good. Mazah, Shema, Chazer, and most Asura, Maso, Maton, Moshe Kosati, Bilcha, say no. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is pretty clear, and he actually cites the Mashal, La Locha. So if I buy an object and shortchange him, that's Gezel Mamish. That's what he writes over here. And actually further, on page number, this I actually cited from another Sefer, but maybe before I get to that, going back to page 10, there's a shach, a long shach over here. He quotes this Yamshel Shlomo, and the shach also seems to pass on like Yamshel Shlomo. And basically, let's mention two reasons why it's usher. One is an issue of Gnevas Das, and the other issue is Gezel. Gezel Mamon, these are the two issues. And Amay Nafkemina, whether the reason is because of Gezel Mamon or because of Gnevas Das, I mean, before Lichura, that we have Isurim Daraisa. So one can perhaps argue that if it's also Mishum Gnevas Das, there's no obligation to return it. If it's also Mishum Gezel, then it's a Chiyav of Hashava, then you're obligated to be Mekai Veshach Zela Asher Gozel. Here on page 13, here he's discussing it. The print is not so great, but he's discussing actually the issue is of he makes here also chilukim. I mean the maskana a machlokes haposkim regarding lahatoso. These are 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, and I go and deliberately be mater the non-Jew, be mater the goy. If the goy makes a mistake by himself, we call the alma smuter, assuming there's no chilul Hashem that's involved. However, lahatoso. That's a big machlokas of Rishonim, machlokas in Shulchan Aruch, 2 days in the Ramah. The Achronim, however, indicate the Shach, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Marshal, they are machmir. And the Chura seems to me a sofik isa the isa avada tzrichim lachmir. Ein mokom the istapik by nosei hazeh. But especially Shulchan Aruch HaRav speaks about here shortchanging again. They gave you extra change. That's Torah Sakum. And again, that is assuming there's no Chil Hashem, they made a mistake, so then it's their issue. But as I said, clearly you can be Mekai Hashem Shamayim by returning it. And number two, shortchanging them, whether willfully or unintentionally, that's being Mata, a non-Jew. So according to the Yamshel Shlomo, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, according to the Shach, that's an Issur of Gezel, you're obligated to return a Mikra Din. And not because of Kiddush Hashem, the Easter is Gezel Akum. Now, I just want to mention one Meiri on page number 14. Yeah, but what does Becheshbon mean?
So,
how do you interpret Becheshbon? Okay, but I'm explaining it the way that I get. I'm just reading. The Shach and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Yamshel Shlomo, they understand when I shortchange them, that's Becheshbon. Whether I do it, as I said, willfully, or I do it, Shalobim Miskavin, I do it unintentionally, that's being Mate Agoy. According to these poskim, it's the Isra of Gezel, I'm Achuyu to return a Mikra Adin, not because of Kiddush Hashem.
No,
Isra,
even according to the
Mikra. I know, I understand what you said. I hear you. I'm just saying that In general, I think the poskim are machmir la halacha. I saw also in the Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozna Zatzal, who also writes a long tshuva. I just mentioned one Meiri, a very famous Meiri, and this is on the left-hand column. This is the Meiri I alluded to earlier, and the Meiri is probably a das yochid, that when it says that lahatos akum is mutter, or afkas halva is mutter, Bamed Ma'amurim, which kind of non-Jew? That's what he discusses here in the Meiri. So let me take a little bit, read the Meiri. I'm reading the upper left-hand column, if you don't mind. I put a sort of a mark there. Ulyim Psah Kasav Rav Meiri, Hoya Meiches Me'ovde Elilim Hakdumim, She'enam Gidurim B'darki Adosos, V'Riach Rimenu Esamechas Hol, V'en Kangez Agomu V'Achil Hashem, E'en Makpim L'Akach. וכך אחד מאלו שבו הם ישראל לדין בהכור של דיין הישראל, הם עדיין יוכל לזכוסו בדין הישראל מוטוב, אם לאו יחסו לסלוסו מצד נימוסו, ואשר לא אומר אתם דינכם. ומכל מקום, אם אז מחל וכתי two types of non-Jews, those that are not גדור בדרכי הדתות, ובריח ממנו את המחס, and then the second, מכל מקום, ביותם הגדורים בדרכי הדתות, לא נאמר כן, אלא בואו לפנינו לדין ומעביר, אין מעביר להם את הדרך, ואם לא מחד על יקו ועדין לסהור, אם לא Now, he makes a distinction between, let's call them pagans, barbarians. I'm not sure exactly how to define what type of non-Jew he's referring to, but that's how I would define it. He calls them Amim Beli Nimus. Mashen Kane, I mean, the Meiri lived in the 1300s. So, he's distinguishing between those people who are barbarians or pagans, as opposed to Avraham Soloveitchik used to quote this Meiri all the time. As opposed to the non-Jews that we live with, that I'm not talking about Hamasnikim. Keilu more civilized, keilu somehow more aristocratic, more classic type of non-Jews, more refined kind of non-Jews, and. Correct.
So what's the
Durin? You're asking another good Ha'ara, which I happen to agree with. I mean, I tell you the truth, I don't... Rabban Soloveitchik used to quote it in the context of what I mentioned earlier, that we are dealing with a different type of non-Jew. A Jew that's more refined, that has a sense of the Acheretz, a Jew that's a Balmidos, so he has to be treated differently than what he calls people, belinimus, who he interpreted to mean barbarians, savages. I don't know. I had a Rebbe, a Chassidus Rebbe, Rebbe Bernstein, you'll appreciate this, Chassidus Rebbe. So he didn't teach us a lot. He said we used to sing every day. Shelo wasani, it's a Chassidus Rebbe. Shelo wasani gohoi, shelo wasani gohoi. We used to sing it every day for a half hour. That was the tochen of the curriculum.
Did your father try to get him pregnant?
My father wanted to get rid of him as well, because he clearly was megalopotam b'ter shleik halacha. That was not his mandate, that was not his charge, but he got through. He got through that in my entire life, I see a goy in a very different kind of way than I see my fellow Jew. I think that was his point that he was trying to convey, and now after so many years, he's not completely wrong. That's if I could. So this Meiri, as you pointed out, the irony, as you put it, the irony of the Meiri. Okay, this is not so pushed. There's a lot of Torah from Rav Chaim Brisker on this issue. I don't know, Rabbi Baum, you came across it, but Hafkas Havlo. A lot of, I didn't hear from Rav Soloveitchik directly, but I heard from another Rebbe, who's the Talmud of Rav Achber. So he said over a lot of Torah. I had Rabbeim in grade school who learned by the Bichah Shmuel. They learned in Kletzk. They learned by Bissa Zalman. They learned by Abraham Kotler. I didn't have a clue, Rabbi Bernstein, whom they were. Didn't have not even a fathom, a scintilla, a wit of knowledge. I knew they were obviously very fine people. They learned by Avshim Shkob. They all were Europeans, every one of them, except for one, actually. So they said over a lot of Torah of just derech hafkoah salva. So it's not a hafkoah of tura on the chov, but there's no isur in the hafkoah. So that's how. And I saw that last night, I saw in the Kuntz HaShiurim of Rav Gusman, Zatzal, he also cites this Rav Chaim, and they bring a lot of shitas, namely, is it a Ptur Gomor? Is that what it is? Or no, it's not a Ptur Gomor, just that, as I said a moment ago, it's a different halacha apparently. Okay, this needs a lot more discussion, which I see, I didn't realize what time it is, so I've come to the, when the clock strikes here, Rabbi Kaplan, that's when I have to go ahead and more or less exhumed from the scene. Okay, they're very beautiful sugya.
Yes. Yes. Yes.